Welcome to Bigfoot and Bob, the super spooky podcast that all can shiver and shake to.
Is that a Transylvanian accent?
Ho, 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 ho. Happy Halloween.
One podcast.
It's Halloween.
It's not, it's February.
It's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. I'm glad you could join us for our super spooky celebration.
What?
Well, the leaves are turning, the air's getting chilly, there's a nip at your nose, and you know what that means.
None of those things are happening.
Halloween! All Hallows' Eve.
I don't know why you're doing this directly to me.
Well, to you and our listeners, whomever they may be.
Yeah, but at least I have the opportunity to edit it out before it gets to our listeners.
Don't you dare edit it. Happy Halloween, everyone. Don't edit my beautiful Halloween wishes out. I want everyone to know how dear this time of year is to me.
Although it does kind of look like winter out there.
Looks can be deceiving.
It's literally hailing right now.
Hail can be deceiving.
I'd like to start us off with, I got a question about recording and some of the specifics, some of the insider baseball. So obviously 4 to 6 inches from the mic, negative 18 decibels static, negative 6 decibel peaks. But most importantly,
guys, he's probably making that up. I don't know what any of that meant.
Most importantly, you want to have a drink, something without caffeine. A lot of people go for a decaffeinated tea. I learned from Cecil Baldwin to put
personally
a Ricola in. Well, I was like 5 feet away from him when he said it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, we went to PodCon.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was like a couple months ago, so that's not relevant.
Could be.
To put a Ricola in the tea. So naturally, tonight I'm drinking mimosas.
Mimosas, plural. He's got them lined up one by one as he slugs them down.
It's Saturday. It's Mimosa Day. And so we're recording this on a Saturday. For you, it's a Tuesday. It might be a Saturday. That's the magic of podcasts.
But I've got my big mug of hot cocoa, and here I go taking a sip.
You literally aren't holding anything.
I got whipped cream on my nose.
Let me get that.
Ow. I love that yummy hot cocoa. So good for the fall months.
That's podcast poison, that noise. You know that, right?
Well, there's poison in your mimosa, too. So I feel like as long as everyone's...
Oh, you mean this mimosa?
He actually was drinking out of his mimosa, but in a really nasty way.
Mm.
Which I guess I can't criticize. Considering the way you guys just heard me drink my yummy hot cocoa. Speaking of, I could go for another.
So, in terms of things people actually might possibly be interested in, there's some really interesting Bigfoot news this week.
Wait. I'm your host, Layla Vafizadeh.
And I'm Ryan Brown. We did it right that time.
AKA
I'm proud
Bigfoot.
Of it.
I'm Bigfoot.
AKA
he's Bob.
Bigfoot. I'm. Some really interesting news on the topic of Bigfoot this week.
This just in.
Claudia Ackley of Crestline, California, filed a lawsuit on January 18th against the state of California and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Wait, guys, the drop is coming. That good paper crinkling.
Demanding. I'm going to add in some paper crinkling noises in post so it sounds like we're actual professionals and... Oh, yeah, you hear that?
Yeah.
Some good stuff. So this lawsuit alleges that the respondents, the state and the Department of Fish and Wildlife, accept and duly administer their legal responsibility to, quote, manage this wildlife species. The
species.
The species in question is, of course, our very own Bigfoot.
Yeah, this fucking lady went out, saw Sasquatch, and was like, you know what I gotta do?
I gotta sue the state of California. So I did some digging, and I tracked down the court documents that she filed, and there is some wild shit in here. She says that there's overwhelming evidence that proves what will be considered one of the greatest discoveries of our time.
Think she'll get it named after her?
Claudia Sasquatch Clackley.
She I was hoping it would be me. You know, I really was.
Yeah, we were all gunning for it. Claudia, we're proud of you. We're happy for you.
As long as I can still become podcast famous, I'll have achieved one of my dreams.
Now that the other one is out of your grasp. She says that the respondents' denial of this species puts the public safety at serious risk.
You know, I had to draft a document a lot like this one time in high school when I was working for my grandpa, who's a lawyer. And this shit, it looks very serious and real and genuine. This shit is nonsense.
Well, here's the thing. She's actually funded / supported by Todd Standing. He made the Netflix.
A man in good standing.
He made the Netflix film Discovering Bigfoot. He's a Canadian Bigfoot researcher who's made a good amount of money.
Impartial observer and friend.
Convincing people that Bigfoot exists. Between the two of them, they claim to have fingerprints, tracks, and DNA evidence that they will bring to bear on the court.
What kind of DNA evidence?
Specifically hairs that they found on trees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They said that they sent it to a lab and it came back saying that it belonged to an unknown primate. Now, I'm not sure what lab did that, but we'll see.
It was one of those labs you get when you're like 10 years old and you can
make
your own.
Yeah, they got the plastic kit where you mix the thing up.
I'm a doctor scientist and I'm going to prove Bigfoot exists.
If it turns blue, it's human DNA. If it turns green, it's ape DNA. If it turns sort of a weird brownish color, you found Bigfoot. We figured we'd put that in there just in case. So one interesting fact, to relate it back to us, because, you know, always got to relate it back to
Ryan,
us.
Ryan, our podcast is called Bigfoot and Bob.
Yes, and Bob Gimlin of the Patterson-Gimlin film is
Who
on the witness.
Who we spoke of in our first episode.
Mm-hmm. He is on the witness list to testify at this court. The hearing is scheduled for March 19th.
I want to be in that courtroom.
I know.
We will Road be... trip, live recording, super illegal.
We will be waiting with bated breath. To hear what comes of this.
We will be baiting with waiting breath.
Nice. So, longtime Bigfoot researcher and historian Daniel Perez, who actually publishes a monthly newsletter called Bigfoot Times, he says that Todd Standing just wants attention. He says they're using this as a publicity stunt to drive traffic to his Netflix movie, which sounds reasonable.
Very plausible. And this guy's a true believer, y'all, so... It's not like automatically thinking this might be nonsense.
Right. To be clear, Daniel Perez 100% believes that Bigfoot exists. He knows Bigfoot is out there somewhere, but he thinks that Todd Standing is a trender.
He's a hero of our modern times and climes is basically what we're saying.
Yeah, a hero. Through this lawsuit, Claudia Ackley is seeking a writ of mandate commanding the respondents. Let me remind you, the state of California, to recognize Sasquatch as a hominid or primate, Gigantohoridus hominid or Gigantopithecus, also known as Bigfoot. She is also seeking a declaration that the respondents infringed the constitutional rights of her and other scientists as it relates to concerns regarding Sasquatch, specifically because... Her, quote, livelihood has been damaged, including her public image and credibility, and her work has fallen into the realm of pseudoscience and or paranormal.
Then maybe don't do work in the realm of pseudoscience or the paranormal like us.
That's my thought. But, you know, she has a different view on
it. A crazy view, which is so much fun to talk about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm really digging this case. I'm going to be following it closely in the news throughout the weeks and months as it progresses.
Absolutely. Like I said, that hearing date, March 19th, mark your calendars.
Road trip.
We're going to have some history.
History in the making. State of California admits that they were hiding Sasquatch all along, but not well enough so that this lady couldn't just go find him.
Well, the idea is that they just refuse. Oh, I've actually got a quote for this.
Oh, good.
She alleges that they infringed her fundamental human rights, including civil and political rights, on the basis of political or other opinion. So her implication here is that the state of California has political reasons for ignoring the overwhelming evidence of the existence of the Sasquatch.
Well, they don't want a third party candidate to get in for governor. And I know that the Bigfoot party has been real fucking popular lately.
Oh, my God. If they could rally.
I'm a card carrying member of the Bigfoot party. Our motto is 2 big feet, 1 big America.
If they could rally around a candidate like the Bigfoot, they could be unstoppable. They've got a huge groundswell of support in California, especially in the South.
Not as much as Washington, where Bigfoot is actually from.
Right, of course. And that's really sort of the crux of the issue. I mean, Claudia, we love the work that you're doing, but we know that you're faking it because Bigfoot lives in the Pacific Northwest. And that's just the truth.
You lying.
You actually saw it up here yourself. If you remember back in 1994, when you were camping with your roommates and you heard a noise and peeked your head out the tent, you said you weren't sure that it was a Bigfoot, but you said it definitely was a large, hairy, bipedal figure.
And that was me.
That was Layla.
Yeah. So what have we learned here today?
Yeah. Let us know what you think. Do you think Claudia's on point? Do you think she knows what she's doing? Or do you think she and Todd Standing are in it together in order to drive traffic to his Netflix special?
Todd or sitting, Todd laying, Todd running.
Any of the many Canadian Bigfoot Todds.
Bigfoot and Todd. That's our rival show.
Our rival podcast, Bigfoot and Todd, is out to get us. That's option 3. Or option 4, do you think Claudia is 100% serious and Todd's kind of using her for the exposure? I will note that I'm not sure whether Todd paid this. I mean, legally speaking, Claudia paid this, but it was $425 to file this lawsuit. So somebody's got skin in the game. You let us know. Tweet at us. You can email us as well. I'm sure you know that. But we want to know.
We want answers, damn it.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to support our political party, tweet #2BigFeet1BigAmerica.
At the president.
At the president.
Because that will get us anywhere. No, here's a question. Our current president of the United States.
You want to try that again?
Or a handsome and distinguished Sasquatch.
That's true. That's true. I bet he would even comb his fur.
At least it would be real.
I love this. I love doing a podcast with you.
My favorite part of podcasting is when you have to stop and compliment each other about what a good podcast
you're
doing.
Because you're just doing so good.
Gosh, this is a good podcast.
I just feel like this is a really, guys, plural. I just feel like this is a really good episode. I feel really confident about this.
That makes one of us.
#professionals.
#2BigFeet1BigAmerica.
#2BigFeet1BigAmerica.
Get the vote out, y'all.
You know, in addition to this Southern California mountain Bigfoot, Claudia has expressed interest in the desert Bigfoot.
Oh, yes. The subspecies Bigfoot.
Yes.
Yes. The short-haired Chihuahuan Bigfoot. they're much smaller. Their hair is closely cropped and helps protect them from the harsh desert sun. It also keeps sand out of their eyes and other orifices. And they run in packs.
Nice.
They can strip a buffalo in 5 seconds.
Like Chihuahua.
Yeah. The scariest dog there is, if you think about it, really.
If anyone doesn't know, Chihuahuas are literally known to roam the desert in packs.
Yes.
That happens.
And strip the flesh from a buffalo in 5 seconds.
I don't think that one's true. I think that's piranha you're thinking of.
No, the Chihuahuas of the Amazon
rainforest.
Desert.
The Chihuahuas of Amazon headquarters Washington, yeah, are known to strip the flesh from
Jeff
a buffalo.
Jeff Bezos is actually 32 Chihuahuas.
Jeff Bezos
in a
is a Bond villain who has a pit full of Chihuahuas and he throws buffalo
no,
in there
Ryan,
to intimidate
that's fake
his
news. He is Chihuahuas.
What?
He is Chihuahuas.
Wait, is your implication that Jeff Bezos is a pack of Chihuahuas in a skin suit?
I literally just said that.
Just making sure.
Hey, Jeff Bezos, suck my butthole.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon.
Have you tried Amazon Prime? If not, you're about to get stripped to the bone by chihuahuas.
Listen, get Amazon Prime or Jeff Bezos will feed you to his pack of flesh-eating chihuahuas.
Which is himself. He will feed you to himself.
He'll eat you, I think is the general
Jeff Bezos parlance. Will swarm upon you and make you part of him. And to some people, maybe this is something you like. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're into that. We don't judge here.
We do judge.
Here at Bigfoot and Bob, we accept everyone, regardless of race, gender identity, religion, sexual orientation, or whether or not you're a trench coat full of dogs.
Or whether you or not you'd really like to get eaten by a trench coat full of dogs in a sexy way.
You're just going to keep getting quieter and quieter.
If you'd like to really get devoured by a pack of wild creatures in a very sexual manner. Oh, yeah.
Someone out there just had an orgasm.
We just gave somebody ASMR tingles. I hope you know that.
Oh, can we do an ASMR, like, segment where I talk about monsters, but, like, really? But then I go like this and I make little noises and I act like. Yeah.
I actually have a binaural recording setup that we could
break out. Fucking God, I'm not working with you anymore.
Listen, if you want to do an ASMR episode, we're going to do it right.
Okay, so I can either be a monster who's like giving you a haircut, or maybe I can do like, you know that Bugs Bunny episode where he's trying to get away from the monster, you know, the red monster with the yellow and black fingernails?
Yep.
What's his name? Gossamer is his fucking name. He either belongs to the witch or is like the witch's son. But, you know, when Bugs does his nails and is, like, distracting him by being a manicurist, I can do that. So, like, oh, sweetheart, when was the last time you had these done?
Save it for the ASMR episode.
And then I do, like, little clippy noises, like, clip, 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 clip. No, gross. Get out of my ASMR. You're not invited. I don't think anyone. Okay, tweet at us. Tell us who you'd rather get ASMR tingles from.
I hope you're making a list because we told you to tweet a lot of things this episode.
People have a lot of time.
Yeah, bullet point list. Tell you what, if you tweet at us your support for the Bigfoot Party, we will retweet you. And our Twitter account is formidable.
Yeah, we have like 12 followers.
We have.
Sorry, 12 million.
The thing is, it's a vocal minority. It's a very active.
Gotta be. And each person who follows us is actually 49 chihuahuas. Oh, okay. Speaking of things that people have said to me on Twitter, one of my friends who does listen to the show.
588 total chihuahuas.
Jesus. That's creepy. I hate it when you do math in your head like that. One of my friends has let me know that she thinks that I do sound quite a lot like Rhea Butcher of Wham Bam Pow.
Really? I love Rhea Butcher. Big fan.
And I can't tell. I've listened to Rhea Butcher, like, listened to her voice, but I don't know what my voice sounds like, even listening back to it when I'm listening to episodes of our podcast, which I do frequently because I love to hear myself talk. I don't know what I sound like. Like, is this a thing? Can people let me know?
Maybe that's why I'm in love with you. Who knows? Because in my opinion, Rhea Butcher and Cameron Esposito are the celebrity couple.
I'm not, like, super familiar with either of them, so I don't want to sound like an asshole, but I also don't want to refute anything.
That's because you're not a real Maximum Fun fan.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sorry, I'm trying to make myself sound as unlike Rhea Butcher as I can, so I'm going to talk like this. Oh, my God.
Oh, I think we should call the engagement off. This isn't working out.
Are you doing it, too? Who do you sound like?
Ruby Roo.
I'm 69 chihuahuas. Nice.
Nice.
You're Scrooby Roo.
Yeah, Scrooby Roo.
He's Scooby-Doo's cousin, Scrooby Roo.
Cut. And action.
Sorry, folks, we had to take a quick break there because Ryan needed another mimosa. It's not mimosa time, by the way. We're not recording this at brunch o'clock.
It's mimosa day.
It's 6:31 p.m.
Somewhere. Hello.
No, right now.
Right here.
Right here in
right
the
now.
Studio.
You want some?
No.
Okay, then.
I have a delicious mug of hot cocoa
no,
right
you don't
here
have
that
hot
I can
cocoa.
yummy, yummy.
Don't ever do that in front of me again.
Because you'll get too horny.
Oh, my God. Well, guys, it's been a lot of fun doing this podcast for you, but unfortunately, I quit now. Doing another podcast.
I'm just glad I wasn't murdered in the process.
I'm going to go and start my Bigfoot and Bob fan cast. Two big feet, one big America.
How about one big foot for man, one giant foot for mankind?
That's better.
They always are.
Always.
They always are.
God damn.
So you're not going to quit the podcast?
No, I guess I'll stay for a couple more episodes.
Basically, if you haven't picked up on it by now, the gist of our podcast is that we talk about monsters or things that we say are monsters but are generally unrelated that we just wanted to talk about. And I harangue Ryan for half an hour in the studio, and he tries to put up with it, but he does have to because I make incredibly funny jokes. And now I'm going to make this face at you for the rest of the podcast.
I made her grumpy with something that I edited out. Sorry, guys.
I'm not speaking to you anymore. I'm only speaking to the listeners, and they can ask you to pass the salt for me.
Why don't you tell the listeners about the creepypasta you got sent?
Sorry, was someone talking? Couldn't tell. Anyway, I want to talk about this creepypasta.
Funny joke.
So, one of my friends on Tumblr, URL Argentine Lake Duck, good pal of mine, sent in a creepypasta submission for the Scaring Layla contest. This one I actually had already read, but I wanted to talk about it a little bit because I enjoyed it quite a bit. It's Borrasca. If you have read creepypastas, you probably read this one because it's quite well known. Probably because it's pretty good for a creepypasta. Like, it's really long, it's fairly well written, and it scared a lot of people. Didn't scare me, though. The challenge still stands. It's very good, though, so if you want to go read Borrasca, B-O-R-R-A-S-C-A, I suggest you check it out, just because it's worth a read. But I have not yet been scared, so come at me. Come at me. Scare me.
You heard it here first,
Give
folks.
Me nightmares.
At her on Twitter incessantly.
At me on Twitter and tell me about spooky things to try and make me have nightmares and possibly pee my pants. But it'll never happen.
So again, I hope you're keeping a list of things that I already don't remember.
It was our political party and
their opinion on the court case.
There was a poll for which one of us is better at ASMR, which one of us would be better at whispering into their ears to give them tingles. Oh, I think they would prefer me very much.
But I have a wonderful Roman Mars impression.
Do you really? Apparently I sound like Rhea Butcher, so... Hi, this is Rhea Butcher from Wham Bam Pow and Query, and I'm here to do some ASMR to you.
I'm Roman Mars. And I'm also going to do some ASMR to you.
God, he has a cool fucking name. I wish my name was Roman Mars.
I know, right?
That would be excellent.
You should change your name to Grease Jupiter.
I'm Grease Jupiter, and I'm here to give you the tingles.
Those greasy tingles you love so much.
Don't say greasy tingles.
Guys, I'd like to introduce you to our third host, Greasy Tingles.
Oh, no!
Take it away, Greasy.
I'm here to talk about monsters.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Greasy. Get back in your box. We're done with you.
Greasy, no! Greasy has cursed our podcasting box so that every 5 minutes it crashes and turns off.
Yeah, apparently we need to increase the buffer size of something.
Greasy fucking sabotaged the podcast because we don't let him talk enough.
Damn you, Greasy Tingles!
Isn't there a character from one of your video games called Tingles?
Tingle is a character from The Legend of Zelda.
Sorry, if there's more than one of him, it's Tingles.
Hey, I think that's going to do it for us today because I need to go lay prone for 17
drank
hours and
eight
cry.
Mimosas.
But as always, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate that you sit in and listen to us talk about basically nothing for a half hour a week. That's
monsters.
Yeah, I guess monsters or whatever. We should do a drinking game. Bigfoot and Bob drinking game. Hey, tweet at us.
No, don't tweet. You're done. We're finished.
For a Bigfoot and Bob drinking game.
Okay.
No, but if you have any recommendations for future episodes or comments on the current episodes, you know, if you just listened to a half hour of this and you're pissed because you wasted your time and you hate our voices and we sound nothing like Rhea Butcher and Roman Mars, tweet at us, Bigfoot and Bob. Let us know what you think. And then go leave a 5-star review on iTunes because, you know, nobody pays attention if it's less than 5 stars. So if you want your voice to be heard, it's got to be 5 stars.
Nice, you got them, Ryan.
Got it.
Nice.
Got it. And as always, we are sponsored by Audible. The very fine folks over there are going to give a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial to any listener of our show. If you go to audibletrial.com/Bigfoot, you can go ahead and get that free audiobook. And honestly, I'm going to be straight up with you guys. You can cancel after the free trial. They won't charge you. And you'll still have the audiobook after you cancel. So that's a thought.
My recommendation this week for a book that I have read that I very much enjoy that you should read and enjoy is the book Edward Trencomb's Nose. It's about cheese and about a guy who can smell very, very well. And it's awesome and hilarious.
It's better than it sounds.
It sounds great.
You can also email us, bigfootandbob@gmail.com. Our inbox is always open. Love to hear some feedback.
Our inbox, our arms, our hearts, our eyes,
our
ears.
Minds, our livers, our pancreas. The plural of pancreas.
Greasy Tingles is also open at all hours.
Yeah, if you guys have any questions for Greasy Tingles,
send in your questions at
bigfootandbob@gmail.com. Subject line, Greasy Tingles.
Those emails will take priority. I don't care what is in the actual email. If you put Greasy Tingles in the subject.
Yeah, we've got a Gmail filter, so subject line Greasy Tingles shoots right to the top.
Also send us suggestions, but also send us like maybe some stories you've found or, you know, monsters you've encountered or experienced.
Yeah, and you can always tweet at the podcast Twitter or at Layla's personal Twitter,
which is Layla Mary V.
And she'll read it and she'll let you know on a future episode of Bigfoot and Bob.
Don't forget about the creepypasta challenge,
yeah,
bitches.
We have about 16 calls to action in this episode. So if you manage to get them, it's basically a scavenger hunt.
This is an interactive episode. Choose your own adventure.
It's a choose your own adventure podcast episode.
And this is the ending where I fucking kill Ryan.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
So now that it's just me. No. Die. It's just me and you, listeners. I can finally give you that sweet, sweet ASMR ending to our episode that you so desperately craved. I could tell.
So now that the episode is almost over, I'm going to give you a back massage.
Okay, I'm coming back. I'm coming back to life just to put an end to this. Hey, rate and review. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, anywhere you get podcasts, blah, 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 blah. Until next time.
I've been Layla Vaffay today.
I'm Ryan Brown.
And the truth is in here.
Did you really not say anything while I was getting another mimosa?
I made scratchy sounds.
That was the perfect time for you to make a other host isn't in the room joke.